Your top headlines, the stories that captivated a nation. Because life moves pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then, you got to stop and look around every once in a while.
Did
your headlines. Read all about it. In fact, I saw this going into the weekend. A new survey said two out of five Americans are, quote, bad at mornings.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't really surprising. Mornings are tough for some people.
Especially.
KB and Heather Lee.
No, next story.
Breaking news.
So, have you seen the ongoing saga of the zebra from Christiana, Tennessee?
I was sent this so many times over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Holy cow.
I know. It's almost like they're part of the Doobie Brothers. But no, Ed the zebra, he arrived to his new home on May 30th. Then promptly ran away and became a big social media star. Now, he's been very elusive, but was finally caught yesterday by the Tennessee Highway Patrol and Wildlife Services Agency. But, of course, there's always a Texas connection. An aviation team called Tango 82 from Fredericksburg took to the skies to airlift him back to his proper place. And
wow.
If you've never seen a zebra being moved through the air
in
a cloth hoist, it's definitely a sight to behold.
Helen, do zebras fly? Oh, it was a fun day for Tennessee,
zebra.
Wasn't it? Another headline that read, 6 out of 10 Americans have money in a retirement account.
Aww.
4 out of 10 Americans consider the McDonald's app a retirement account. That's the unfortunate part of that story.
Yeah. No. So, Pseudomonas aeruginosa.
Yeah, I've heard of
that. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm. It's like a PDS severe thunderstorm.
Kind of, and it's causing big problems for Topo Chico mineral water. Mm. There's a big recall underway after the bacteria was found in a batch. It was sold at 40 retailers in 5 states, including Costco and Sam's Club locations in Texas. And that was from May 20th through the 29th. The bacteria naturally found in mineral water, but can also cause some minor health consequences. If you're a Topo Chico fan.
Just
be careful.
There's some people that, buy that by the pallet out there.
I know. It's a thing.
Yeah. Gonna have to settle for microplastics for now. And then it just didn't let up over the weekend. In fact, the last thing Trump said about him and his tiff with Elon
Musk,
was that he has no interest in reconciling.
Oh,
and that's after Trump said going into the weekend he's going to sell the Teslas that he bought from Elon back in March. Could cancel those contracts for him. Elon wants to start that political party. And then the fistfight rumors between Elon and, like, one of the head of the finance.
Very disturbing. Yeah.
And that may be where the black eye came from. Elon's dad says they're just both tired. And as we try, because they're both characters on the show, we're trying to be the olive branch here. So do we have
Elon Musk
right now?
Oh, yes.
Okay, there he is. Ladies and gentlemen, Elon.
Greetings, human people.
Greetings, Elon. You sound happy, though. That's
Yes. Well, that's just because the current programming that I'm right now installed to run is Happy Elon.
Happy Elon. Happy Elon.
I also run other modifications such as Sad Elon, Joking Elon.
Yeah.
Joking Elon.
Street Fighter UFC Fist Fight Elon.
I don't know that that's a good thing for you.
Is that where the black eye came from?
That's what got me a black eye. Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Right, okay. Well, you know.
See, people like you, too, I also can bruise and bleed.
Allegedly.
Look, Donald is not making things easy.
No, it doesn't.
You know. Oh, you guys are in a big spat.
And you're not. And
he needs to issue what you humans call an apology.
That what needs to happen?
He even said he was going to sell his Teslas that he bought for me.
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
Sell those Teslas.
Yeah, well, good luck with that.
Let's
have a resale value. Jokes on you. Jokes on you.
Okay, joking
I was joking you along.
Joking Elon, yeah.
But I would like to be friends again. I don't have many human friends. but plus I was leaving in such a hurry that I forgot some of my stuff over there.
I
forgot my favorite Doobie Brothers album.
Michael McDonald.
And I left a couple of black shirts.
Yeah.
Black pants.
Right.
Black shoes.
Of course.
Black hats. Yeah. Black sport coats.
Yeah, you may have some extras.
You wear a lot of black. Like all the time.
I'm kind of like the billionaire Johnny Cash.
I don't know about that.
Yes.
Not exactly.
But I know he will be on your show this time tomorrow.
Yeah, 7:47.
Yeah.
I promise. A truce?
Okay. You propose a truce.
I propose a truce.
Okay.
I believe that on Wednesday at this time, I will propose a peace offering.
A peace offering?
Wednesday.
That's very mature. What's the holdup?
I'm impressed.
And it won't be any more Teslas. Okay.
That's probably good. All right. Yes.
Tell him I'm sorry.
Okay.
And I'm sorry that he took that face plant on the stairs getting into Air Force One over the weekend.
Oh.
That looked like it hurt.
It did.
I hope he's okay.
Yes.
I hope he doesn't get a black eye.
All right, that was unfortunate. There
you see, power and
Trump tomorrow.
You and me with KB and Heather Lee.